something that addresses what you guys are talking about. It says, what is the threat of financial crime? Financial crime is a multi-trillion dollar business for criminal organizations. According to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, it is estimated that up to $2 trillion of illicit funds are laundered through global financial networks every year, representing between 2 to 5% of global GDP, and it is increasing each year. As no internationally accepted definition of the term exists, the concept of financial crime varies depending on the jurisdiction and on the context. Countries have different legal characterizations of specific financial crime acts, such as money laundering or corruption, which may be common obstacle in thwarting the criminal attempts internationally. Meanwhile, the increasingly complex nature of financial services hinders the efforts of detecting and preventing economic crime within the financial sector. Mm-hmm. Also, due to the high complexity of the investigation required, the likelihood that these crimes will be detected and prosecuted is particularly low. In fact, it is estimated that only 1% of the annual $2 trillion of illicit financial flows are intercepted globally. Financial crime can undermine social security systems and destabilize a country's economy, politics, and society. It has a profound impact on everyday life as it threatens the safety of financial systems. As underlined by the International Monetary Fund, various forms of financial system abuse may compromise the reputation and functioning of financial institutions and jurisdictions, thus weakening the financial system. Financial crimes could also lessen the country's ability to attract foreign investment, increase the volatility of the exchange market, or distort the allocation of resources and the distribution of wealth. Now, for folks who are still trying to figure out what all that means, let me give you a very easy example that we all know and understand. Remember when the stock market crashed in the 1929?
Yo, yeah.
So that is an example of how when the society no longer trusts your financial systems, it affects the entire system completely. When I was growing up, my grandparents and great grandparents did not trust banks. They had money all over the house, and hidden in the most, you know, elaborate ways, but they just didn't trust banks because the system had collapsed on them. So what they're trying to get you to understand is whenever you undermine the financial system, in that way, it affects all of us. So if we get to the point where we think, oh, all these rich people don't have to follow the same rules that we do when it's time to purchase a house, that's going to undermine the housing market, which could lead to issues in the overall financial market, which could destabilize the financial market. Because William can tell you that when the housing bubble burst back in 2008, that was a huge issue that had repercussions and was one of the factors that led to the quote unquote Great Recession. So it's not a victimless crime. As a matter of fact, it's one of those crimes that has a tendency to affect a large proportion of the country because it basically affects everybody that's an adult that's trying to get credit, that's trusting their bank to to follow the rules in terms of who is qualified for this particular loan and who is not. Like for instance, I was reading some information about credit scores not too long ago. And people who have the best credit scores, like I think 850 is the highest, 850, something like that. Somebody paid off a debt and their credit score dropped because they no longer had this particular debt. And so it doesn't make sense, but it's that type of stuff that's like, well, hold on. Why would my credit rating go down just because I've completed paying off my car or completed paying off my house or paid back all the money that I owed on the credit card. So it's that it's an example of showing you how something that seems like it's shouldn't hurt anybody else could undermine the entire system. Just, and those are just a couple of examples. Mm-hmm. No, they're not crimes, but I just wanted to put something that we as everyday people see on a regular basis so you can understand how something can undermine our financial institutions and thereby affect all of us, not just, you know, one person or bank that was defrauded.
Right. And Ann, I'm glad you brought that. And Mike, so you asked the question, who did it hurt? I think Ann just laid it out. It hurts society. And remember, I think it was last year when two banks went under. Okay. That affects everybody. I remember going all the way back, and we were going back to the earlier 2000s. And I think around 2008, when before you could get a loan on your stated position as far as your finances were concerned and things of that nature. After that crash, And banks getting nervous, you had started presenting documents. So back to what we're talking about as far as Trump is concerned, and I'm going to get to something else, and I'm going to go to Dr. Sims and Mike.
I've got a whole list of stuff here. I've been taking notes for an hour.
Man.
I've got a whole list, and I can be brief, but, I mean, you're not giving me a chance to talk
about Mike, I'm going to give you a chance. I promise. I'm going to go to you next. I promise, Mike.
Let him go ahead and have a say.
Yeah. Okay. I understand.
Brother,
I promise you. Okay.
Okay.
It can go a lot faster if you let me finish. Okay. So the point that I'm making is, who does it hurt? It hurts everyone. Okay. And just like we've got a situation out of this economic problem that we have right now. If the richest of the rich would pay their fair share in taxes. Now,
do a flat tax.
I don't care.
Do a flat tax.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that.
I wouldn't.
Well, okay. And then we have our opinions about that too. But a flat tax based on what I have to, hey, look, and I don't have a lot of money, but the point is a flat tax to me, hey, that'll be fine. I have no problem with that. At least you would get the rich people to start paying a tax or paying taxes.
Yeah, but we'll be paying out the bazooka too. So depending on what's fair.
Well, they need to pay. But you have rich people that aren't paying. I mean, I'm talking about these large corporations.
No, individuals too.
Individuals. Large corporations and individuals. And my question is, we're talking about sending money to Ukraine and all these other people. Why in the world are we subsidizing oil companies? Mm-hmm. That makes no sense to me. And another thing Ann just said, think about the logic behind someone had a huge debt that was paid off and his credit score went down. I'm going to have to look into that a little bit more, because that tells me that the system wants you to stay in debt.
It does.
Okay. Man, this is, we got about about 5 minutes left. I can't believe it. Dr. Demery, anything Mike. You would like to share? Hey guys.
You were supposed to go to Mike next.
Right? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Mike, Dr. Demery, please forgive me. The floor is yours.
All of you and all of your opinions here, and I do respect all of you.
Your floor is yours.
And I try to stay right in the middle, but I'm in a state of disgust.
Okay.
Over everything with politics in particular. I want to be very clear. I'm not a Trump fan. I'm not a Biden fan. In fact, I'm not happy with either one of them. So we don't have election freedom. The term election freedom is BS. Sorry, folks, but it's BS, because we don't have freedom because we're electing somebody that's incompetent either way. Yeah, you know, Biden is he's a fragile old man who can't get his sentences out. Trump is a maniac narcissist. So I'm being fair. I'm in the middle here. Mm-hmm. I don't like either one, but I'm given a choice here. That's my two choices. So the other thing I'm going to be very clear about is we're dealing with two fools here.
Wow.
I'm just being honest here. And I want the other question I'm going to, because I've been taking notes for an hour here, but William just doesn't let me in. So is open borders okay? Or should you be required to come here legally? We are a melting pot. I get that. Again, my mother's green card is in my safe in the other room. My mother had a green card till the day she died, but she came here legally. She worked for 40 years for a law firm. She paid her taxes. She contributed to society. If you want to come here to America and do those things, you're welcome as far as I'm concerned. If you want to come here because of incentives where you get free this, free this, free this, and free this, no, you're coming here for the wrong reasons. Come here and contribute to our society. If both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans, are all about taking care of America, why are we $33 trillion, maybe $34 trillion in debt if both sides want to not have a debt? Why are we $34 trillion in debt? That's just a question. If Biden, when he took office, his whole thing was unifying the United States, why are we so divided now more than ever?
Mm.
We're more divided. And I'm not saying it's all Biden's fault. Mm-hmm. It's not Trump's fault. This has been going on for decades. We're divided because politicians divide and conquer, and that's how they get reelected. The number one position for a politician is to get reelected. He doesn't care about these constituents, he, she, whoever it is. And there's idiots on both sides. So for any of you to take the position that only Republicans are evil and Democrats are never evil, that's crap. That, you know, they're both evil. Liars, cheats, thieves, and whores. So Biden has not unified us at all. Who said Trump has so much power that he can just wave his magic wand and have bills canceled?
He did.
Are you honestly going to tell me that Trump has so much power that he can wave his magic wand and get whatever he wants?
Yep.
That's crap.
Yep. Why, with the Republican Party.
I'm almost done, William.
No, knock your socks off.
Why is it that the U.S. runs around the world trying to be the U.S. or try to be the world police? We are not the world police. We shouldn't be in the position of being the world police, and we don't belong there. Let nations run themselves. If they want to run themselves into the ground, let them. The Ukraine, Russia, China, it doesn't matter. Iran, Iraq, if you want to run your little S-hole the way you want to run it, let them do it. And at some point, maybe they'll wake up. But you know what? We don't belong in everybody's business. And Dr. Sims, Dr. Demery, William, I don't need you to tell me how to run my life. As long as I'm not damaging myself, I'm not hurting other people, leave me alone to run my life my way. So again, I'm going to go back to what I started with. Let me be very clear. I'm not a Trump fan. I'm not a Biden fan. I think they're both fools. And I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you, William.
Actually, I love this conversation. As a matter of fact, Dr. Sims, I'm sorry that you're going through, you know, this is sort of depressing you, but the reason why we talk about these things is because we need to talk about it. Let it out. Let it out. Whatever, you know, again, you know, whoever you decide to vote for, that's Dr. Sims' choice. Whoever Mike or me or Ann or Dr. Demery vote for, those are our choices. All we want to do, and let's lay out the facts the way whatever facts come to us, okay? And what I'm saying,
Mike, I wasn't trying to run your life.
You meant it literally.
No, you're not.
This is where I am right now. Okay, no, y'all.
I don't think you meant it literally.
No, okay. I don't think so at all.
Okay. No, no.
I really like your opinion.
Give you a text or a call or something.
Okay, no, you're not running my life.
I'm not going out like that.
No, I'm saying in general. I don't need people to run my life.
Thank you.
Right.
Just in general, not you.
Sorry, William.
No. Yeah, that's okay. Because, folks, the problem that we have, and Mike and we in we talk about this all the time, is that people don't talk or they don't communicate anymore. Okay. And if you have a different opinion from me, fine. And this is what me and off air, because I probably talk to Mike, I know at least 4 or 5 times a week sometime. And we talk about different things.
He talks at me. Sometimes I get a chance to respond.
Okay. All right. Now, if you guys believe that, okay. I got a few items for, I have a few items for sale. If you believe that, okay. I don't believe that for a minute. Mike, you know.
That is funny.
You have to understand, Mike has been my friend. Oh my God. We're going on 12. I know only 12 years right now. And, I had no idea that Mike had has as many talents as he does. Now, folks, he's a DJ. He does weddings. He's done, parties or events and things of that nature. Okay. He's also a karaoke DJ. He's also, co-host on Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. And we have fun on this show. One thing we agree on that, Mike, is that that show is dedicated to just having fun. We just have fun and play a whole bunch of different genres of music. And, I know that I'm not angry with Mike or Dr. Sims, even though, you know, I defend their right to be wrong. I'm not upset with them at all about anything. Actually, I've enjoyed this broadcast because the thing that we're missing today. Yeah, I know you do. Get an Excedrin. Look here. See, that's your problem.
Here's my act right here.
That's your
prescription.
That's your problem. I refuse to take them. I'm not doing it. So anyway, no, but people need to talk. I don't care what side you cover because the world or what I see here in this country, people might, they talk at each other, but they don't sit down and discuss because at some time Mike or Dr. Sims or any of us could say something if I disagree. And then if you present to me facts, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Yep. That makes sense. Okay. So it's okay to have a dialogue, but I think the issue that all of us have because we are so divided, it didn't start under Biden, though. I'm going to tell you that right now. And we don't have time to go into that whole situation. It didn't start there. It didn't start there, okay, because it started back right with Trump. If you really look at it.
Oh, it's
because hold it. When he started disparaging the S-hole countries, he started talking about Mexico. They're rapists. They bring their worst over here. They let them out of a insane asylum. And this thing about the drugs that's coming across the border, let me just share this with you right now. Do you know that fentanyl is not being smuggled in by the migrants that's coming this way? They don't have backpacks of fentanyl. That fentanyl is coming over in the air and in the sea. And I'm surprised here right now. Do we have any immigrants from Europe? Are there any immigrants from Europe?
They don't complain about them.
Oh, or how about from the Canadian border?
They don't complain.
Are we talking about that? Folks, wake up. Immigrants are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. You better believe it.
Middle East?
Yep. I'm gonna tell you something else.
Where women are secondhand citizens in the Middle
East. That's exactly right.
Their property, and we're letting these people in the U.S.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So let's stop talking only about the southern border, which I acknowledge, which is a problem right now. But let's talk about the Europeans that's coming over. Let's talk about that. Let's be fair. We don't even talk about it though, Dr. Sims. Let's be honest. We've been talking about the southern border only.
No. Dottie Garcia. Oh,
baloney.
Right.
Baloney.
I wasn't just talking about the southern border.
But you didn't mention anything else though, Dr. Sims, to be honest. Let's be honest, darling.
I'm being honest, and don't do that to me. I am honest. I said that the diversity of cultures is coming over, not just Hispanics. I said they were coming from Syria. They were coming from various places. I did make that statement.
Well, then I stand corrected. But let's talk about them coming over an airplane. Let's talk about fentanyl coming in. And if you look at your statistics, and I'm way over right now, they have confiscated more fentanyl right now. The Biden people who out there hate Biden and need voting and whatever it is, they've confiscated more fentanyl than ever.
He just started up a whole other
diet. I know. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Gordon say, hey, Ann, and she said, blessings, Ann Wooten Taylor.
Gordon, to you too,
Gordon has been listening to us for years.
She has been.
Gordon, thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wow. Mike, you got 30 seconds. Okay. Then we go 30 seconds around the board. I've got to get off here. Okay. Because you guys got big mouths. So, anyway. Let's start with you, Mike.
Oh, pot calling the kettle black.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow.
And the thing about it, Dr. Sim started laughing. Hey, darling, you needed to laugh. You needed to laugh. Okay?
Yeah, you're a riot.
I'm doing my job.
Mike. If I got my 30 seconds here. Thank you all for your input. I listened to all of you intently, and you all bring up really good points. I just hope you listen to my middle of the road position, where I'm disgusted with both sides, and I don't have a choice in election. My choice is the bad or worse, and that frustrates the hell out of me. Forgive my language. I know Dr. Sims is frustrated with all this, and it affects her emotionally, and it affects me emotionally as well. So thank you for my ability to have my voice here. So again, I appreciate all of you here on this panel.
You too, Mike. You are a valued member of this panel. I believe that. I don't believe in a one side argument all the time. I don't believe that. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. And let's talk about it.
And I still defend your right to be wrong, William.
Yeah, it's the same here, brother. Okay. Dr. Sims.
Oh my goodness. This is it's eye opener on our sharing our feelings. It's a very eye opener. I believe that there's an understanding out there how each individual feel, and it's okay. And it's okay to have those feelings. And like I said, it is not always on pieces of paper of what people have done. I watch their character and what is going on in their actual life. And so, because paper can lie too, and I'm not saying that that's the case, but it can. And so, I enjoy this panel. William, I know you stir us up, and that's what you do.
I love it.
And so I know you do. And so, sometimes you get us hot under the collar because I wanted to throw something.
Anyway. Yeah, you can throw if you want. But you can throw if you want, but you're going to be breaking your own stuff.
Whatever. Anyway. And so I appreciate everybody's logic and things like that. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to the actual, the decision has to be made according to each person's feelings and what they feel would be best.
Love
and
it.
So I'm reading. Can I read something that Ms. Garcia says? She said, "I support my people, but only if they are coming to do the right thing to this country. I came in as a toddler, but to this country, and in a legal way too."
That's Gordy Garcia.
Which I appreciate that. And there is a law that's put in place. Mm-hmm. I'll leave it like this: there is a law, an actual law. Don't change the law in the interim. Because you're having voting problems.
Absolutely.
Period. Don't forget Miss Cece's kitchen.
Oh, sorry. Oh, girl, listen.
It looks right, like Ms. her living room. It doesn't look like her kitchen.
Well, no, I'm not in the kitchen. You better
stop. It's Miss Cece's living
room
now.
You better stop messing with me anyway. Miss Cece's kitchen is aired on Thursday, and I was on alone. I was on a tangent on Thursday. Look, you need to go listen to that, William, because I dress the White House, the outhouse, your mama's house, your daddy's house, everybody's house. Okay, I'm just saying. And it has to do with current events. And I'm very, like you said, passionate about this, because I'm looking at what's happening to folks' life. But anyway, we are on Thursdays at 4, and specific standard time, Central Standard Time, is at 6, and at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And so me and Ann, we're going to reschedule. I'm definitely going to have her on to come on, but I have some people that I'm meeting up with that are quite powerful and just as passionate in their own right, whatever we dialogue. And I'm like this persuasion. I need people to talk. It's no more time to be silent. Share your voice. You have a right. We are the ones who employ the White House. And I will stay that, keep saying it until Jesus comes to get me. Mm-hmm. I employ you. You're supposed to be looking out for me.
Okay.
Period.
Yeah, send out the link to how they can listen now. There are a lot of listeners that were on the website and also on the apps that's not getting it now. They're not going to be able to get it on the apps the way you changed it. Okay, that's not going to happen.
Well, okay.
But anyway, give them the link on how they can get them.
Type in Cecilia, Cecilia Sims, and the end of it, doctor, on your browser there. And it will bring it up, and you will see my name. Just click on my name, and it will bring you right to it. And it's in Miss Cece's Kitchen. I do have a group. If you're on Facebook, I do have a group site just called Miss Cece's Kitchen. Type that in on the browser and in the groups, actually, and it'll take you right there. And it's a public group. You can go right in there, and you can listen to the media. I also send it to William via Destination. It's on his LinkedIn. You can go there. I guess William would have to give you that. But I've been trying to give William the link so he can put it on the radio station. But you can still get it. You can still get it. But I'm having a response, and I had to do it this way for a reason. So we're still in sync. William and I are still friends. So don't get it twisted. Okay.
Who got it twisted?
I'm just making a declaration.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good. All right.
Just
good.
Not you, William.
I'm just saying.
In general. Yeah, I make not to the audience, please. That's just the lingo of mine, okay? Mm. You know how some people get things kind of mixed up a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's the lingo thing. Don't get it twisted. We still got a good relationship. Okay?
Well, good. Yeah, I know I have to correct you every now and then, but that's okay.
Whatever, William. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and happy belated birthday
well,
to Mr.
thank you.
William.
Well, actually.
Happy birthday, William.
Well, thank you. Yes. Actually, Dr.
And
Sims.
I saw you dancing, William. Oh, my God. He was boogieing.
It's a good
down.
Thing you're in Virginia, William, or she'd like reach out and snatch
you. Mike, will you stop trying to stir up something?
What? I'm just stating the obvious.
Mike, stay out of this.
What?
Good Lord, you know, you're an instigator. You're not only an investigator, you're an instigator.
I'm an instigator. Oh, you never instigate anything, do you, William?
It's called projection. How about that? It's called projection. Yeah. Well, actually, Dr. Sims did, Dr. Sims, not like, two of my other co-hosts, she did wish me a happy birthday on my birthday.
And I even sung you a song.
She sure did. Dr. Sims did do that. Okay. That's right.
And I did too over the phone conversation we had yesterday.
Okay. Yesterday was the 9th. My birthday was on the 8th. But that's okay. I'm still accepting all presents through the end of March. So that's cool, Mike. That's
cool. We got a month of birthday.
Oh, yes, that's right. Dr. Demery, my friend, any closing remarks, and where's the Mentone church? And tell him to stop it. Is there a stop sign yet? Dr. Demery.
This does not include Ann, nor does it include you, William, because you guys are not in the state. But I'm formally inviting Mike and Dr. Sims. I don't know if you guys have a formal church that you go to or wherever you go. I don't care. But I'm inviting you guys to church on Easter Sunday. We will feed you. You will have a good time. You will be challenged in the message. So if you guys aren't going anywhere Sunday morning on Easter, which is the 31st, Easter falls on the 31st this month, which is the last Sunday of the month, I'm inviting you guys to come to church on Sunday. Whether you can make it or not, that's up to you. It's your choice. But if you're already going someplace else or you have a formal church that you go to, That's good as long as you're going somewhere. But I'm inviting you guys to come to church on Easter Sunday. We start at 10 a.m. Mentone Congregational Church on the corner of Highway 38 and Barrel Avenue. You can just Google it. Just put in Mentone Congregational Church. We're really easy to get to and love to have you guys to come. That's Sunday, Easter, the 31st at 10 a.m. And we'll feed you. William can attest to that.
That's right.
Thank you for the invite.
Thank you for the invite. Maybe I can bring my daughter and she can sing for you.
You bring whomever you want.
She's quite a psalmist.
And let her sing. And he'll let you, he'll let her sing. Oh, absolutely.
Dr. Jeremy, thank you. And I'll be there.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
And I will be there.
You know, oh my goodness. We'll probably take, I'm thinking we'll probably take Easter Sunday off because it's a holiday, but I would love the next Sunday, I would love to hear the experience that you, Mike, and Dr. Sims experienced at Dr. Demery's church, because I'm telling you, when I used to wake up occasionally.
Dr. Demery, when I get there, I want a hug, buddy.
Oh, sure. You just have to bend down and hug me because I'm in a wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair.
I'll do whatever I got to do. Doesn't matter.
I want a hug
when I get there.
Oh, that's going to be beautiful. I want to hear. And I'm going to tell you, he will feed you. I'm not talking about hors d'oeuvres. I'm talking about a full meal. You can have candy. I mean, candy yams, greens. Oh my God. Hey, Dr. Dimmer, are you cooking greens that Sunday?
Well, I'll put it this way. We make food, and excuse the language and the analogy, that'll make a turd.
Oh my God. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to toss it over to Ann. Ann, okay, I have no response, Ann. Help me out.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank Dottie Garcia for tuning in today. She's one of the first people who became my friend on social media on Facebook. So thank you so much for still sticking around. Her final comment is, I believe in supporting everyone that needs support. But as long as things are done correctly, we need to stay together and in unity. There's no division in heaven. Amen, my sister. Amen.
Wow. Thank you, God.
On that note, please, everybody tune in on Saturdays to the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show right here on Studio W Buzz. We air live at 11 a.m. Central Time, followed by the Teen Talk Truth radio show hosted by my favorite young men on the planet, my sons, AJ and Alex Taylor. They discuss hot topics affecting teens and society today. So you don't want to miss it. Thanks for tuning in with us and listening to us go back and forth, everybody. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful week.
Wonderful. Hey, guys, Dr. Sims, yes, and Rudin Taylor, Mad Mike, Dr. Reverend Rudolph Demery. You know, I thoroughly enjoyed this broadcast because, number one, guys, if you can tell, look, we have our own minds and we're going to say what's on our minds, and that's exactly what I want. The problem that I have today is that people don't talk. They want to text or whatever social media platforms. That's not the way to communicate.
Stay engaged.
Let's stay engaged. Talk to one another. You know, man.
Share your voice.
Why not? You're supposed to. Hey, guys, thank you so much. All right. Enjoy your Sunday. I'll be back in about 42 minutes. And it's a birthday celebration. Like I said, it goes on all month. All right.
All month long.
That's it. I don't play. Okay. From now to then, hey, see you next week. And this has been the Boomerang Radio Show. Hey, Matt, I'll see you later, my friend. Hey, buddy. Talk to you soon.
See you Thursday.
Hey, be there. 5:15 p.m. on the West Coast, 8:15 on the East for Mad Mike and Wild Hill, coast to coast.
Good night, William.
Good night, brother.